This is the story of Arnie and the Great Afikoman Heist. Arnie was the middle sibling in a nice Jewish family. Every year at the Pesach Seder, his dad would hide the Afikoman in a really hard-to-find place. And every year, one of two things would happen. One of Arnie's older brothers would find it and get the prize all themselves, or nobody would find it because it was too hard to find and they would have to split the prize. Oh, and in case you were wondering what the prize was for finding the Afikoman, it was a yummy chocolate bar. But this wasn't just any chocolate bar. This was a Schminley's Deluxe, 100% unprocessed raw cocoa, kosher for Pesach, king size chocolate bar. And this chocolate was good all year round. But during Pesach, they made it extra good because they used real sugar instead of corn syrup, because some people can't eat corn syrup during Pesach because it's kidney out. And well, Arnie had an appetite for chocolate. Arnie said to himself, "What makes this night different from all other nights? This night, I'm gonna get me some chocolate." And little Arnie, well, he came up with a little bit of a plan. Arnie made sure no one was watching. He locked the door to his room. He made sure there was nobody hiding under his bed or in his closet. He went on his computer and he typed in, "World's smallest tracking device." There it was. The SSB-229A Stealth Tracker. Complete with Bluetooth and Wi-Fi functionality. Remote activation. Remote detonation. A lithium-ion battery. And a backup lithium-ion battery. Oh, and a Shabbat mode. And it could all fit on the head of a needle. Arnie said, "This is gonna be too easy." He clicked, "Place order." It was the day before the Pesach Seder. Arnie's dad had gone with his big brothers to burn their chametz at the bonfire down the street, and his mom was finishing getting the kitchen ready for Pesach. Arnie took out the little package that had arrived for him in the mail that morning and opened it up. He said, "This is my chance. There's 3 matzot in the matzah cover. Dad always takes the middle one and breaks off the bigger piece with his right hand, wraps it in a lace napkin, and hides it as the Afikoman." He looked into the kitchen. His mom was making salt water for the Seder. His younger sister was playing with some blocks. He looked to see what baby Greggy was doing. Baby Greggy was staring directly at him from his crib. Arnie said, "Hey, Greggy, ga-ga-goo-goo, you can't tell anybody about this, can you?" "No, you're just a baby." Arnie took out the SSB-229A, and he picked it up with a pair of tweezers, and he stuck it onto the right side of the middle matzah. He looked around. No one had seen him, except for baby Greggy. As Arnie walked away, Greggy said, Arnie waved to baby Greggy and tiptoed out the back door. He got down on all fours so his mom couldn't see him from the window. And he army crawled through the grass all the way to their almost never used tool shed. Inside was a tracking station Arnie had set up the night before. He had set up an ultra HD tracking monitor linked to precision satellites, overlaid upon exact 3D schematics of his house, that would track every move of the SSB-229A and give him real-time exact coordinates of the Afikoman at any given time, without him having to use electricity at all on Shabbat or Yom Tov. It was an ingenious plan. Arnie could practically taste the chocolate bar. He tapped the button to activate Shabbat mode, and he crawled back to the house. As Arnie creeped back inside, his dad and older brothers were just getting back from burning their chametz. His dad said, "Arnie, were you just out in the tool shed?" Arnie said, "The tool shed? Yeah, I didn't think anybody went in there, so I've just been keeping my holy books in there. So I keep my Gemaras in there and my Chumash, you know, just all the holy books. I just felt like learning, you know, sometimes I just like to learn. Oh, and now that you mention it, I might have also upgraded it into a military-grade surveillance station with high-tech surveillance equipment. Yeah, just full disclosure. His dad said, "Oh, Arnie, you have such a great imagination, and I'm proud of you for learning." Arnie said, "Thanks, Dad. When does the Seder start?" His dad said, "At nighttime, Arnie, like always. We can't start until nightfall." Later that night, Arnie and his family finally started the Pesach Seder. They took out their Haggadahs, and his dad started reading the story of the Exodus. They washed their hands and ate the karpus. Then came the moment of truth. His dad took the middle matzah in his hand and snapped off a big chunk of it. Crunch, 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 crunch. The sound of the afikoman being snapped off echoed into Arnie's cerebrum. In his mind, all he could see was chocolate. Arnie's dad wrapped the afikoman in a lace napkin as Arnie looked on with bated breath. It was finally happening. His dad left the table. He looked around cautiously, and he took off his shoes so the children couldn't even hear his footsteps, and went to hide the afikoman. Arnie said, "I'm getting tired. What's for dinner tonight, Mom?" His older brother Shmuley said, "Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to be eating chocolate." His other older brother Uzi said, "Yeah, we'll see about that. I'm the one who found it last year." Arnie said, "Yeah, you guys are great at finding afikoman. I'm just wondering what I'm going to eat because, you know, I've pretty much just given up hope." Arnie's mom said, "Well, Arnie, we're going to have cow tongue and salmon and some other yummy treats." Arnie said, "Oh, okay, that sounds pretty nourishing. That should be enough energy to get me through the night, you know, without chocolate." Yep. Arnie's dad came back to the table. He said, "Well, it's hidden. Let's do the Haggadah." So they went through the rest of the Haggadah. They washed for Hamotzi, and they said the bracha on eating matzah. And they chewed down 2 kazesim each of the matzah within Kadei Achilas Pras, the time it takes, according to Halakha, to eat a half loaf of bread, which is approximately 2 to 9 minutes. They rocked the mitzvah, Letcha Achila. They even gave a little bite of matzah to baby Greggy. Greggy said,
"Yummy."
Then it was time for the Shulchan Aruch. His mom brought out all the yummy food, and they ate and drank and talked about the Exodus. It was a great time. As the meal was winding down, Arnie's dad said, "Okay, guys, it's time to find the afikoman." Shmuley and Uzi stood up and ran upstairs. Arnie's little sister had fallen asleep on the couch, and baby Greggy was staring directly at Arnie. Arnie said, "Oh, man, that was a great meal. Thanks, Mom, for preparing that. You know, normally I'd try to find the afikoman, but, it never ends well for me. You know what, Dad? I was wondering, why do we hide the afikoman?" His dad said, "I'm not sure exactly, to be honest." Arnie said, "You know what? I better go to the tool shed and check out all those books that I have in there, and maybe there's something in there about finding the afikoman. I mean, I'd just like to get some kind of explanation, you know?" Arnie's dad said, "Arnie, you have a very analytical mind. I'm proud of you. Why don't you go ahead and teach us what you learn?" Arnie said, "Okay, Dad." Arnie casually got up. He wiped his mouth with his napkin. And he strolled outside. And as the door closed behind him, he started sprinting to the tool shed. Got inside the tool shed. Everything was beeping wildly. And there was the little red dot. Arnie said, "Hello, my little red friend. It's time to do this." Arnie studied the schematics. He said, "Where is it?" "It's upstairs on the left side in baby Greggy's room." "Okay, not very creative, Dad, but that chocolate is as good as mine." He ran back to the house and casually strolled inside. He said, "Oh, man, those guys still haven't found the afikoman? Oh, wow. Actually couldn't find too much about the Afikoman and why we hide it. So, you know what? I'm just going to take a look, see what happens, you know? Throw my hat in the Afikoman ring, right? He casually strolled upstairs and ran into Baby Greggy's room. Baby Greggy was in bed, chewing on a little matzah chew toy. Arnie said, "Hey, Greggy, is it your bedtime?" Greggy said,
"Matzah."
And Arnie said, "What? Did you see some matzah, Greggy?" Greggy just stared at Arnie as drool dripped down his mouth. Arnie hurriedly looked around the entire left side of the room. He looked in Greggy's dresser. He looked in his little baby bouncer. He even looked in the diaper bin. But it wasn't there. He lifted up his mattress. He even took the blankie off Greggy and looked inside the blankie. He couldn't find the Afikoman. Uzi came in. He said, "Hey, Arnie, Dad really outdid himself this year. We've looked everywhere." Arnie said to himself, "This isn't happening. I know where it is, but I can't find it." They slumped back to the living room. Arnie's dad said, "Hey guys, how's it going?" They all said, "Ugh." They said, "Dad, can you give us a hint?" Arnie said, "You know what? I think I'm going to go to the tool shed just one more time and to see if I can find any little tidbits about the Afikoman, you know, just to amuse us. As we search for this brilliantly hidden Afikoman, many kudos to you on that one, Dad. I should be back shortly." His dad said, "Actually, I found something in my Talmud right here. I was curious after you asked, so I looked myself. It says we eat the Afikoman as a remembrance of the matzah that was eaten together with the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was the lamb or goat we ate with matzah at the end of the Pesach Seder in the times of the Beis HaMikdash." Arnie's mom said, "Oh, I always thought it was only a lamb that you could eat." Arnie's dad said, "Well, it says here it could be a lamb or a goat. It just has to be a male in its first year." His mom said, "Oh, that's interesting. So it was like dessert at the end of the meal?" Arnie's dad said, "Right. So we eat it last, and we don't eat anything else after it until dawn of the next morning." Arnie said, "Even if you go to sleep, you can't eat or drink anything else? Not even, for example, say, chocolate?" His dad said, "That's what it says here. The taste of it is supposed to remain on your tongue all night." Arnie said, "I'm going to have the taste of matzah in my mouth all night? I'm going to need an entire chocolate bar. Sharing will not suffice." He said, "Dad, that was a great explanation, but I was wondering more about why we hide the Afikoman. So I'm just going to mosey on back to the tool shed and find out what I can find out. Steig, you know?" Arnie's dad said, "Wait, Arnie, it says right here. We snatch matzahs on the night of Pesach so that the children don't fall asleep. Well, I guess it's working." Arnie said, "Oh, great. Awesome." Suddenly, Baby Greggy started crying from upstairs. Arnie's mom said, "It sounds like Greggy needs a diaper change. Does anybody want to help me out?" Uzi said, "Sorry, I gotta use the bathroom." Shmuley said, "Sorry, I gotta daven to find the Afikoman." Arnie's dad said, "Sorry, honey, there's a mackerel loket in this Talmud I really want to look into." "A mackerel loket?" said Arnie's mom. "Don't you mean a makloket? A Talmudic argument?" Arnie's dad said, "No, I mean a mackerel loket. There's a fascinating discussion here in Pesachim Dav Lamed Ted, if we need to eat bitter herbs or if we can just eat something else bitter, like the bile of a fish called a kufya. And well, some rabbis say it's a fish called the Atlantic chub mackerel. And other rabbis say it's another kind of fish. And well, this is the kind of mackerel loket that I just can't disturb to change a diaper. I'm so sorry, hon. I wish I could." Arnie's mom sighed. Arnie said, "It's okay, Mom. I'll change Greggy." Arnie went upstairs. He said, "Hey, Greggy, do you need a change?" Greggy said, Arnie scoured the whole left side of Greggy's room with his eyes. He looked everywhere. Then he looked down and he saw Greggy's big, plump, oversized diaper. He said, "No way. Are you a madman, Dad?" His hands shaking, Arnie reached up to grab the swiveling Shabbat lamp above Greggy's crib so he could get a closer look. And he took out a fresh diaper. As he grabbed the Shabbat lamp, suddenly something fell down into the crib. It was the lace napkin, with the Avi Komen inside. Arnie said, "The Shabbat lamp! Victory is mine!" He slapped the fresh diaper on baby Greggy, and he strutted downstairs, Avi Komen in his hand. His brother's jaws dropped. He said, "Looky what I found." His dad proudly took out the bar of chocolate and handed it to Arnie. Arnie opened it up. He said the bracha, "Shahako nihye binvaro," and he chomped on down to Chocolate Town. It was even better than he imagined. It was at that moment that Arnie realized it wasn't the SSB 229A that helped him find the Avi Komen. It was doing the mitzvah of helping his mom, and that Hashem can help anyone in any way he wants if he does his mitzvahs. After he was done with the chocolate, Arnie ate his Avi Komen, and it was so sweet. He spit out the SSB 229A into the trash. He said, "From now on, I'm not relying on gizmos or cheating. I'm relying on Hashem." And that's just what little Arnie did.